Go!
Hello and welcome to Dungeon Stories. I shouldn't have clapped. Hello and welcome to Dungeon Stories, episode 48.
That's alright. We can deal with the clap.
We deal with a lot of other shit from us.
That's true.
We're playing D&D, but before we do... Is that why I'm here?
I
looked at the wrong day of my calendar. I have an appointment.
Isn't the margin?
We're playing D&D. And before we do, we're going to say thank you to a few of our friends. You know, we don't have official sponsors, but we like Sword Coast Soundscapes.
Yes.
Because they do ambient noise for tabletop role-playing games. They are for free on YouTube. So use them as a resource.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you? They're for free on YouTube. Also, thank you to Hero Forge and D&D Beyond for letting us make minis and character sheets and encounters and read rule books and magic items that are homebrew and monsters to kill people with and anything you want to do.
Yeah.
You can play D&D. Do I introduce myself first, or do I recap the episode first?
No, you introduce yourself first.
I'm Norrin, your dungeon master.
I've only done it 49 times, so it's fine.
I know.
You interrupted me. Please
yeah.
do that again.
Just the careless shrug.
Should we start this episode over?
Keep going.
I'm
committed.
I play Ashton, a human paladin, Oath of Heroism.
My name is Courtney, and I play Ave, a Wood Elf Circle the Shepherd Druid.
My name is Jake, and I play Dimitri, Life Domain Cleric Human.
Okay.
I mean, I'm liking it. I'm digging it.
Sorry.
Lean into it.
I feel really weird right now. Playing Elena, the Eladrin Fighter Druid. She's got a lot of adrenaline through my body right now. Can't go ahead.
Okay, I'm Bailey. I play Briar, the human warlock.
That is the worst intro we've ever done.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty chaotic.
That was
bad. Not the worst one we've done.
I feel like there's worse ones for sure.
Probably.
I remember there are worse ones.
Last session.
You know what I just remembered?
The speaker?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
We're rolling. last session, the Revengers were in Iskangali with their friend Lyle. Libby woke to the voice of the Pale Man in his head. The Pale Man warned Libby that the Revengers had crossed the line for the last time. He would keep his eyes on them, and he said that his plans had changed. Libby informed the group, and the group collectively decided that they needed to pursue the Pale Man's phylactery next. After saying goodbye to Lyle, who is now the king of Iskangali,
and Mary,
yeah.
The group headed to the Arbor Arcanus, which is a magic school. They were going to try and find some protection against divination magic, but ultimately decided not to because the trip to the Feywild was too risky. So instead they went to Dornak Firth, and when they were there, they gathered supplies, did some shopping. Ave scried on some of the druid tribe members, learning that one of them had adopted the symbol of Ravani, an ascended associated with death, darkness, and undeath, and learned of a sort of goal of erasure or emptiness on a kind of grand scale. After that, the group met Ashton, a paladin, paladin following Antatus, who decided to join the group. And after that...
But wait, there's more!
To the docks, where they met Captain Flintlock. Well, re-met him. They met him before the show. But they met back up with Captain Flintlock, who decided he was going to help them sail the boat to the phylactery. They're following a magic compass that points the direction.
You missed our talk about Lionel's butt.
Yeah, you didn't even recap that at all.
Lionel's butt.
That was
like 20 minutes on it.
I didn't have that in my notes.
Of course.
course.
Well, why the hell not?
What a shame, Norrin.
Because I don't need it on paper. I've got it right up, right up in my mind vault.
Yeah,
good.
It's a very clear picture.
Cool.
Some might say too clear picture.
Oh, God.
So.
Sorry, may I ask a question? Is it the 16th now of Cass?
I have the 15th. You've just set sail.
On the 15th.
Is what I have, yes. Okay. We sang happy birthday to Lyle.
Yes.
Over the scry ascending, and then,
yes.
and then hopped on the boat.
Replaced.
That's right. Okay. So 16th tomorrow, and that means tomorrow is also a shooting star.
Ooh.
Which will affect our magic. I don't remember how, but
we'll find out.
Shit.
Let me inform you.
Yes,
or would
please.
Would you like to wait until tomorrow?
I would like for you to tell me now so I can write it down, please.
And then I'll just act surprised tomorrow.
I mean, we would know, living in this world.
Yeah,
we would know.
You would
it
know.
Did.
Yeah, if you were a spellcaster who's lived on this world, you know how the shooting stars. So it's probably come up a few times on the show before, but the astrology of the world. Of Kyriel impacts the way that magic works. So during a shooting star, when a spell is cast, I will roll a d20, and
is this for divine or arcane or both?
For both, when
yeah,
a spell is cast,
because
okay.
it's something to do with
any
like
spell.
A lunar surge or something. It's something that only affects.
Well, it's a shooting star.
If the d20 lands on an odd number, then I will roll on the wild magic surge table to see which random effect ensues. That seems like it'll happen a lot.
Yeah, it will.
Well, it's a 50% chance, but then the wild magic, it could be good or bad, so.
Yeah, this is how you shrunk.
Turn me into a pot of plants.
Yeah, this is why Ave's permanently moved to Shards.
But now, apparently, we found this out, I could fix that. So
you
if I ever cast, like, greater restoration on you, you're suddenly just.
But Libby,
remove curse.
Dimitri.
Oh, remove curse, yeah. If you ever get cursed and then I accidentally cast it, you'll just grow. And I'll be like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened?
But I'm sure on all your trading cards it says you're not that high, though.
Yeah, she's been shorter for a long time.
He's just biding his time.
It hasn't
like,
been a while.
She started dating Lorelai when she was this height, so she suddenly grew like 3 inches. It might be a little weird for a relationship.
Dimitri's just like pissed. He's like, I mean, these guys were fucking wrong. That's what I forgot to do when we were there. He was gonna go get a fucking. Oh, I'm so pissed.
Okay.
It's too
I
late
don't
now.
Know where that's
too late.
It's too late now. I mean, it'll be cool. I'll remember next time it'll happen. It's gonna be great.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you guys are aboard the Iskandar. You have set sail from the harbor in Dornak Firth. You are kind of watching as the city shrinks behind you. This isn't an altogether unfamiliar sight now. At this point, you have set sail a few times before. You've gone on a few journeys like this where you have watched the open ocean slowly fill your view. One time, it was an ocean made of lava when
that's
this very
true.
Same thing
that
happened.
That
was fun.
Forgot about
that.
But now, you are sailing away from Dornak Firth, going north. East.
Good job, Norman.
Never eat soggy waffles. So
I remember last time when you told us it was fucking west and it wasn't.
Like 7 times.
That's why I emphasized
like
east this time. I thought that doing that we wouldn't need to.
My
mom
would never eat sour wheat. Don't know why.
Interesting.
Mine was north, south, east.
That's good.
Mine is for normal fucking people. So
people who are like average intelligence.
As you are sailing in a northeast bound direction, you have Captain Flint up on the poop deck is the lower one. What do you call the top decks?
Top deck.
Up on the top deck. behind the wheel.
Libby's right next to him holding the compass.
Yes,
yeah.
Libby was not letting.
We weren't gonna give the compass to him.
Exactly.
Libby wasn't gonna let Flint hold the compass.
The
or Dimitri is that
the poop deck is the aftermost and highest deck of the ship.
Oh, the highest deck is the poop deck. Okay, well then you are on the poop deck.
Congratulations.
It comes from the stern, la poop.
I'm really glad we have this conversation. Can we move on?
Cool. I'm glad we have this information.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't even a joke.
No, it's not.
Then why are we laughing?
Because we're children.
Anyway, what happens next, Norn, in this grand adventure we set sail on?
So, you are sailing out into the open ocean, watching the city of Dornak Firth fade behind you. It is late afternoon at this point, so the sun is still high in the sky. It is autumn at the moment, so it's a little brisk out here. The sea breeze is kind of making your teeth chatter every once in a while when it picks up. But you are aboard the ship, making your way deeper into the ocean. And I know we had a few, there were a little bit of orders of business to take care of on this first day or first few days.
Yeah.
So where are we beginning with those?
I'm
dangling off the side of the boat at one point. I'm just painting the Iskandalan.
Okay. How are you dangling off the edge of the boat?
A rope.
Held by Elena.
Yeah.
Elena.
Or like tied around the mast.
Why? Elena can hold it.
You don't trust me?
Maybe both of me.
I just lost my idol.
Elena, make a strength check.
Oh god.
The Ashton would fucking tied it to the mast before he like dropped down.
How long is your rope?
I don't know, pretty fucking long. It's a boat.
50 is 50 the
feet.
Standard.
50 feet. That's long.
That's long enough.
You're pretty ripped.
Yeah. And Elena's also holding it.
Probably takes about 10 feet to tie it around your waist.
What the fuck? 10 feet.
Another 5 feet to tie around the mast.
Wait, well, I feel like those should be opposite.
Yes.
Yeah. 5 feet around his waist.
He's ripped as fuck.
He's not
ripped
as fuck.
He's
not
that his waist is 10 feet.
He's not Mr. Incredible.
This is like 2 feet, man. Max.
Jesus, sorry.
He's like 600 pounds.
A bulking muscle.
This turns into my 600 pounds.
He's not the Hulk. Like, he's just a normal guy that's pretty jacked.
Okay.
Jesus. That's like me. Would be how wide you think he is.
No, top bigger than you.
Yeah. 10 feet.
You're
that's
5
like
feet. 10 feet would be
us.
2 of you.
Jesus Christ.
That's like no more than you are tall, Nora.
You'd be a Goliath.
Anyway, it takes like a normal amount of rope to fucking tie around.
Sorry, I did not understand your description.
Well, what the fuck did you think was happening then? That he would need 10 feet of rope for?
We're each the size of one of his thighs. Buns of thighs.
So can he do this or not?
Yes,
or?
He can do it.
Okay.
That's fine. Who's tying the knot? Are you tying the knot?
Yeah.
Make a survival check.
Okay.
I can do that.
You're in the ocean.
Oh, shit.
12. Or no, 14.
Okay.
It's better than her strength.
14. Elena, make a strength check at advantage because there's
oh,
like knot.
Thank God.
You are going into the ocean.
I rolled a 2.
Yeah, roll the Elena die.
It's cocked, or 12?
It is a 12. Yeah.
It was a little cocked, but
just straight.
Athletics, I would say.
Same. 15.
15? And then make another survival check for the knot around your waist.
Okay.
God, I'm going to have to jump in the ocean and save you.
Control.
I grew up near the ocean. I can fucking swim.
I think I have it.
Yeah, but the boat's going to move really fast.
18. Okay, so you secure the rope around the mast, secure the rope around your waist, taking 30 feet of rope. So
he really wants to be secure.
She's just spinning in circles, like twirling his butt. I'm just
he
kidding.
Gets distracted and is just like spinning.
So you have secured two knots. As you begin to lower, Elena is kind of like helping guide the rope out so you don't just plummet. She's kind of controlling your descent.
Okay, water breathing.
Go ahead and make a dexterity check to see how well you can paint this.
I thought we agreed when I painted it was going to be performance, Norrin. We talked about this at IHOP.
See, that's the face that
IHOP.
I was confused as well. But one time, Mercer made Jester do performance for painting, mm-hmm. so Eva was like, I want to do that.
It's just a tool.
Well, if we spoke about it at an IHOP.
It was not a fucking IHOP.
Very official.
You can't break
those IHOP boxes.
You can't
boxes.
Make a promise made at an IHOP.
Which
we
they
were
with
24 table.
Hours, weren't they? We were at a booth. Because
that makes
a
difference.
We
yeah,
were
okay,
a booth.
If it's a booth.
Do perform.
Performance
and
it is.
And then break the sacred
ground.
If I told you,
your proficiency too.
So
if I told you that you could do performance at a booth in an IHOP, then by fucking God.
30-20.
You can do performance.
Jesus, perform. You kind of sway back and forth, and you kind of use that momentum of the swing to drag the brush along. Do you
similar.
Actually like bone paint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just. Eva just said that he had a painter's.
Being
yeah.
proficient in it is different.
I have painter's
tools. Okay, that's fine.
Sorry,
I just
added them. I didn't really ask permission.
It's fine. I don't care. You can fucking paint. I don't give a shit.
Thanks, Dan.
You kind of use that swing to help you make these big streaks along
They're
the side of the.
Same.
The side of the boat.
Okay.
Both sides of the boat.
I like just go back and forth.
Well, you do it one side first, and then Elena pulls you up, and you cross to the side and duck down. I mean, the mast is in the center, so.
I mean, she can. She only has 10 feet wide and weighs 600 pounds.
10 feet wide?
Well,
is like
well,
that
you kind
of
are like repelling. So you've got your feet against the wood, kind of leaving these like massive, like. Size 38 footprints in the wood as you kind of like Batman walk
back.
Up there.
He's not, he's just normal.
He's just normal.
He just works out from time to time.
He's huge. Oh god. Okay.
So you're able to paint the Iskandar and it looks pretty good. What color did you paint it in?
So I think that I painted it with like, well, it was just like brown, right?
Yeah.
So I probably painted it with like black, but then it's like, I don't know, maybe like a little red accent at the end.
Ooh, nice.
I like it. This is the Revengers official colors.
Yes. That's fine.
Everyone plan your outfits accordingly.
Like I underline
it. We all match.
Like maybe
darkness
I underline it in red.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Darkness
pretty spicy.
Darkness.
What font did you use?
Definitely like more cursive, you know? Like boat font.
Like a script.
Yeah, like a script. Like
he grew up on the shore, so he would know
what
boat
font
was.
Boat
font
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have experience with boats, okay?
Check on
that was a dexterity check.
Adobe Font Me to find boat font.
Oh my god. Font Me.
I don't remember what it's actually called. DeFont, that's what it is.
Oh my god, okay.
Not a sponsor. DeFont is not a sponsor.
I was like, man, what a horrible name.
But that's what I
okay. Next order of business.
Okay. I have five things I want to do. They're really
oh,
fast.
Oh, Jesus.
All
right,
first
Caleb,
of all,
okay.
Okay. No, it's going to be really fast, and it's going to help all of us, you fuckers.
Okay.
So, first of all, every morning, I'm going to spend 10 minutes to ritually cast water breathing on everybody just in case.
Okay.
Secondly, I'm going to use Druidcraft to work on a flag that matches what Flint said the Seafarers Guild looks like.
Okay.
Thirdly, I'm going to attune to my shield, my new shield that I just bought instead of the Helm of Brilliance.
Okay.
Fourthly, I'm going to periodically throughout the day cast wind into the sail, so hopefully we get there faster, gust of wind, we create strong winds. And
sure.
then... Fifthly, I'm going to scry every night on my dad and the other tribal leaders.
Okay.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Those are my five things. I made it fast, like I promised.
That was pretty good. I'm going to open a Google Doc.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also not a sponsor. Does Google
can
Google sponsor people?
Absolutely. They're like a multi-billion-dollar company. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Google
sponsor us? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
so those are my five things.
Okay, hold on. I need to find this.
Oh, think for a podcast episode, we should just have me screaming.
That's our 50th episode.
Okay, so you're scrying on your father?
I scry on my dad every night, and then I have the capability of scrying 3 times. So I'll just say that I scry on my dad, and then, like, cycle through the other druidic tribe leaders. I don't know. I just want to check up on everybody. I would try to scry on Bakira again once or twice.
That will not work.
Okay, great. And then, I know that her second is dead because I found the grave. So I would scry on, like, the Ilgai leader and, like, the Anmai leader. And then, you know, just to kind of cycle through them, but my dad every night.
So, as kind of a collective information gathering as these, like, few days have gone by, kind of a general overview of what you've got is, talks of, you hear discussions about the Gloaming Court.
The what?
The Gloaming Court up here.
Okay.
Mentions of unseelie thing.
Okay.
You hear the name The Revenant dropped.
The Revenant. Okay.
And just kind of talk of preparations. Do you speak Sylvan?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll understand a little bit. You see a few during one of your trips, you see a winter Eladrin.
And I know that winter Eladrin are from the Unseelie, right? Is that true?
Not necessarily.
But not exclusively.
Not exclusively, okay. But there are a higher number of...
Wait, where do I see him?
Well,
he is with...
is he with my dad? Or?
No.
Oh, shit. Is he with...
You find him with the Anway, the Mushroom Peoples, near the Fell Breach.
Yep.
And this happened like, so I'm just refreshing, but like, so Okeanos was like a Spring Eladrin, and then after the town where the kid died, he shifted to winter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot that Eladrin could change.
Eladrin
can
shift. Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with like emotions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I did forget that you could shift.
Like
I see.
Intensity.
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, so that's kind of what you're getting. So the biggest thing is probably like the name drop, and the discussions of the
preparations.
Yeah, the like unseelie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to Elena about it, but I think we're still going through what we're all doing the few days, so I'll wait to, like,
so we're,
until you
like,
guys do what you're doing.
Make a wisdom check for me for your flak.
For my flak? Okay.
Yeah. You completely erase the tension. Now you're making a flak.
Cool.
Erase the tension.
Can 18. I help her?
Never mind.
No, you're painting the ship.
Well, I thought maybe we could do it.
What'd you get?
18.
It looks pretty good. Up close, you can tell that it is, like...
plant material?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But from a distance, that any ship would reasonably be sailing by you, it looks really solid.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so we're... So this is happening over a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you like to know what the symbol is of the flag that you made?
Yeah.
Let me... find it. So essentially, it's a black background.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, there is, it utilizes red font. I guess font's not the right word because it's not letters. But there is a skeleton with a spear in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the spear is pointed at a red heart with three like dots coming off like the point to the bottom of the heart.
Interesting, okay.
So.
Cool.
Okay, so first, so on day one, what I want to do is I want to take the food, the rations we have, and put them in, like, I don't, I'm a, like, a cold storage, I guess, on the ship, or, like where we would store the food, the dried meats, and stuff like that.
So, yeah, so the rations are kind of designed to not need to be kept chilled,
mm-hmm.
But there is definitely, like, store lockers to kind of, like, keep everything organized, barrels in a storeroom to help organize.
How does the sleeping arrangements work on the boat?
There are like little cots that you have set up in kind of like a sleeping cabin.
Okay.
So
it's like one room that we're all sharing.
And there are other rooms in the ship that you could choose to set up in if you chose to.
Oh.
Okay.
Essentially, you'll just be using the bedrolls from your adventuring packs.
And then...
Because everything on the ship kind of has to fold back into the box, so...
Mm. And then what... Before we go to sleep the first night, Dimitri is going to speak with Briar and try and take her, like, aside and say, like, okay, so I don't trust him. I don't think you seem to trust this guy.
No, I do not.
So I think while we're sleeping, I know we'll be on watch, but if Noodles could, like, maybe constantly keep an eye on him.
Already done.
Okay. And then at some point, Dimitri is going to try and get alone with Elena and say, and try and, so Ave did not want me to scry the pale man. I'm asking also for, like, your opinion. I just don't know if it's good to try and figure out, like, what he's doing since we know he's watching us anyways. Or, like...
I feel like the thing about that is that if he's already watching us and he knows that we potentially would look at him, he could do anything to, like, trick us anyway.
Okay.
Like, he can make it look like he's doing something that he's actually not, or, like, lead us in the wrong direction, essentially. So, Ave's probably right.
I think you tattooed your
shield, right?
Yeah. Well, no. My shield I just, like, put on.
Oh, it's not attainable.
Yeah. Is it just a plain-looking shield, or, like, does it look cool?
Is it a plus one shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely, it's a minor enchantment on it, and so it's got a little bit of a, like, a pointed... rounded edged flare at the top of it.
Okay.
Kind of comes down into a point. Silver with gold embossment around the edges.
Nice.
And it kind of has this like extraordinarily reflective property to it.
Okay.
And when you kind of spend a little bit of time with it, like, you're not attuning to it, but just kind of like adapting to it, a gold... symbol of Annotatus appears on the front of it.
I show that to Ashton when that happens.
I show him my shield.
we clank it. We're shield buddies.
No, Ashton doesn't clank.
Okay, well.
no clanking allowed.
And then I'm also going to prepare control water. And yeah, I'm assuming that'll be okay. I'm assuming we're going to get some more rest in. And then... I will speak with Ave and ask her, like, questions about, like, Coinda, like, your religion with her, like, in the past, like, what have you, like, when you were worshipping her? And I'm gonna say, like, it's because I'm trying to figure out, like, other religions and stuff, like,
mm-hmm.
in context for Annotatus. And you're gonna notice that there are probably pamphlets with me, like, pamphlets. But yeah, I'm just gonna ask, like, when you did worship her, like, or meditate or anything like that, like, what often did you use, like, candles or, like, if there were certain plants that, like, were kind of associated with her and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get, like, a little more, like mini lesson on Coinda. So yeah, other than that, I'll prepare control water and that'll be good.
Okay. Elena?
The only thing I really want to do is, like, go have a shooting contest with Flint.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm far.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Go ahead, just make 3 attack rolls.
You, like, use ammunition to shoot?
Yeah. Natural 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Natural 19. So
oh, nice.
25. And a 6, so 12.
Natural 20, 25, and then 6,
yeah.
Or 12.
Yeah.
13. 17. And 14.
So you beat me on the last one.
But overall,
yeah.
Yours was far more impressive.
Yes.
You fire up like 2 in rapid succession, and then your third one, you kind of spin around and like, fire off, and there's this seagull like going by.
Oh, Jesus!
And it's just like, you like hit its wing, so it's like caught, and it like spins down into the water.
Yikes!
Can I healing warm it? Do I see?
Yeah, you're probably up on the boat, like making your flag, and you're like, Jesus
I'm
shit.
Like, what the fuck, Elena?
I'll healing warm the seagull so hopefully it doesn't die.
It's just
I'll
really
turn,
traumatized.
I'll turn to
Flint.
Good game, homie.
It's quite impressive.
Thanks.
You've really got a handle on that thing.
Yeah, don't mean to brag, but I haven't even really been using it.
I have nothing.
Because I've got, like, these.
Oh, shit.
Much cooler.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the experimental dwarven tech was cool, but this, those are impressive.
Yeah.
Is that one on fire?
Kind of, yeah.
Has fire in it?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know if it's fire or magma.
Magma.
I don't know what the difference is.
Magma is like earth on fire.
Elena's a geologist. Yeah, seriously. Molten rock.
That is utterly fascinating.
Yes. Pretty cool.
Where did you get it?
What was
you bought it from Nemo.
Yeah?
Yeah, you bought it from Nemo when we thought he was just a traveling merchant and we didn't know he was
a
wizard.
Oh, no, Nemo from Nemo.
Right, isn't that what...
No, we're talking about the sword.
Oh, the sword. Please ignore me. I'm so sorry.
Wait a minute.
I thought we were talking about the gun.
I thought we were talking about the gun, too.
I got it from... What's that place called?
The fire plane.
The fire plane.
What was that place called that was on fire? It was the fire plane.
It was this place... It was on fire, like really on fire.
Like in a volcano?
We did
no, like on
this.
A different plane.
Of existence.
But we did go into a volcano for the Phoenix.
We did also go into a volcano.
And fought a Phoenix.
And we killed
Whoa.
It.
And.
Wow.
So now.
Wow.
You're riding on a. So you've been to a land that is on another. Tier of being than this one.
Correct.
And now you're riding a wooden boat.
Correct.
Following some magic compass to who knows where.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Elena's the perfect one to be having this conversation.
This is the best thing that's happened.
I never thought that anything could make piracy seem simple.
To be fair, I'm also from a different plane, so it's really not that weird.
Wow. Where from?
The Feywild.
What's it like?
Weird. It's like a really bad drug trip.
Yes.
Just forever, just for eternity. But it's pretty cool, you know, if you're into that kind of thing.
I suppose to each their own.
Yeah. Good times.
Anything else, Leah?
No, that's it.
Briar?
So, one, I keep an eye on Flint at all times, and if I can't, Noodles does. When I'm asleep, Noodles keeps an eye on him.
Sure.
And then I also talk to Noodles telepathically the entire trip.
Okay.
I did forget something.
Yes.
So I have a chef's hat, so I definitely put that on. I'm like, gonna make food.
Oh yeah,
because I'm
make
like the head chef of, you know, the kingdom,
the castle of Seaworth.
And oh God, am I gonna do this? Okay, I'm gonna do this.
Oh my God, I'm terrified.
You should be. Libby's gonna slip back for like a second. So I love how like when he's gonna do something horrible, I call him Libby, but I'm calling him Dimitri. Anyways, so I still have my mushrooms.
Oh.
And I'm gonna put
from
those
the
in the food.
Dark. Oh.
The food that we're all eating.
Are you serious?
Cause.
Oh no.
Like it's just a little bit fun. Like it's just.
My
little
God. He's literally Alan.
You don't know what those do.
He's
they're called
oh
Death
my
Kiss
God.
Mushrooms.
I
that's
mean,
what they're called.
Galgara
Death
said
kiss.
It was fine. He's like, it'll just get you high.
Death's Kiss
I don't
mushrooms.
Think he said that.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
No, he was like, don't touch those. And you know, I'm going to take one.
I remember because this was one of my first sessions. There were
yeah.
different types of mushrooms. We didn't touch the death ones. We touched the drug ones.
Yeah.
No, we... Ave gathered.
I remember.
I did not. I gathered.
Libby was trying
oh, okay.
to get the drug ones, and Ave stopped him.
No, but Libby tried. Diana did, and then gave them to Libby.
So Libby has some of the drug mushrooms. You gathered the death ones.
Yeah, I did. I have those in my inventory.
Oh my God.
Well, this is about
the
mushrooms.
So the
drug
ones. The drug ones and the death ones are different.
Yes.
There were three
okay,
different
well,
mushrooms.
That's good.
I mean, I guess I could just poison a couple of us. I guess it doesn't have to be everyone.
Oh, yeah,
let's
poison
see.
Your party. Let's
so, I'll
that.
Poison me, Flint, and...
Flint?
Ashton's
oh,
new.
The driver?
I know! Our captain?
I guess Briar.
Sure. She's like...
Do you just, like, flip
three
a coin?
3 days newer than Ashton.
Oh, God.
I guess I could just drug myself. I guess that's the nice thing to do.
Too late, man.
Yeah.
Put
I know.
It out there.
I guess I did put it out there, so I drugged everyone.
Everyone?
Is that enough
to drug
I don't know.
How many do you have?
I didn't write. Hang on, let me see if I wrote it down. I just know I have some.
Like a mushroom in each, part of a mushroom in each.
Yeah. I guess however
half
much I
mushroom.
Have enough of.
I think half a mushroom
is
sufficient.
We've had a hard, you know.
Yeah, I think half a mushroom is probably.
I think your idea of
good.
A good time is very different from the rest of us.
This is literally Alan in the Hangover.
Yep.
It
would probably
yeah,
be a
I just
stuff.
Wanted everyone to have a good time.
We'd probably be.
We're all dead somewhere.
We wake up tied in a cave.
Okay, everyone make constitution saving throws.
Oh, great. My
constitution
wait,
is amazing.
Wait, I have a thing now. I have like, this thing called.
What if I'm resistant to necrotic damage? Does that do anything?
It's not necrotic.
This is technically poison.
Well, I didn't know if that affected
I
it.
Have
just
a
wanted
thing
to
called
know.
Indomita.
Indomitable?
Yes. That word. So if I fail, I can reroll it. But I think I get to know if I fail before
okay.
I choose to reroll it.
Whoever's sitting next to me and across from me, if you're within 10 feet of me, you get a +4 bonus to all saving throws.
Is anybody near?
I mean, we're all like
probably
all
everyone
feet.
If
yeah.
you're leading. You're
so
all
we get a +4?
Yeah, okay. Everyone gets a +4.
What did you get?
We get a +4?
Just keep it. This is going to be great.
Constitution.
31.
It's a constitution saving throw.
And then, we
and
get
then plus how much?
+4.
14.
So
I got 18.
Yeah, 14.
I got
nine.
A natural one.
What does
Splint
get?
I don't want to waste it because we have to fight something.
9?
Yeah. Just keep it. It's going to be fun.
It's fine.
It's, gonna
it's
be
fine.
Fun.
Ave doesn't ever do drugs, so I guess it makes sense.
Flint rolled a 3.
Oh, God.
Plus 7 from his. Wait, no. Plus 6 from the +4 from Ashton and his own 2. So that's what?
What did
Briar
get?
8.
18, she said.
Rolled a 13.
You got low. 13?
18. Rolled a 13, so I got 18.
18, okay.
31.
14.
Natural one.
9.
Okay. Libby, probably, so like, you probably only had like, I mean, Diana's hands were tiny. She was a child.
She was 11.
She could not carry that much.
Sneakily.
Yeah, especially sneakily. So you probably
had one or two.
Yeah, you probably have one, maybe two at the most.
Okay.
So you probably are just like, a little, like, giggly,
okay.
Like, at the very least. Like, probably, like, hardly even realize until someone says a joke.
Man, this is lame, guys.
Ave?
You're gonna get your ass kicked later.
You just, like, pass out at the table.
Like faint.
And just have like the craziest fucking dreams.
Oh god. I just fucking collapse at the dinner table.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned.
Ashton. I don't know why.
What do you get as
a
9?
I'm immune to being diseased.
Not the same thing.
As poisoned?
Immune to poison and disease as paladins. Yeah, it doesn't take effect.
This isn't a disease. This is drugs.
Well,
immune
that's how they
to
say
poison
and disease.
Oh.
That's why like Bo can't get drunk because it's the same thing for her.
Oh, she can't get drunk?
How lame.
Once you get level 10 as a monk, you get purity of body.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh,
that's why.
Isn't
like,
it something that she could choose though?
Yeah. Because she's been drunk since
yeah.
level 10.
Right, but with Matt, when it like first happened, Matt kind of described it a little bit as like, and then that's why Lesser Restoration can like cure hangovers and stuff. So
gotcha. Understand.
One of the
I'm just like
official
tasty.
Unofficial uses of it.
You're just like, this is so good.
Yeah, you didn't even really need a roll, Ashley. You're
oh,
fine.
God.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
And then me and Elena are fine.
You and Elena are utterly don't
what
even notice
what is Flint
it.
Doing?
Yeah.
So Flint.
No one's like, I don't know how drugs work.
I've never. Okay. I mean, he's, you know, after the meal, he's driving the boat because that's his job.
God.
I've sailed a cruise ship or two. Can't handle it.
Oh no.
Does he, like, take us all the course? Is he sailing while he's eating, though? Because this is all during dinner, right?
Well,
he ate, finished,
and then had to
went
go.
Up and drove.
He would have known, maybe, though, that he was impaired because Ave fainted
would
at
he,
dinner.
Would he, that would stop him from driving?
How long does it take for that stuff to take effect?
Well, it could take
me,
a while.
Do you want me to just look up, like,
okay.
shrooms?
It could take
a
while.
It takes about probably, like, 30 minutes.
I'm just
going to
take
Courtney's
word for it.
I've never done shrooms, by the way.
Jake. Roll a d6.
Oh.
What is he rolling?
4.
Okay.
10 to 60 minutes to onset.
10 to 60?
Yeah.
And then how long does it last after?
Jake, roll another d6.
I mean, it probably depends on...
2.
Okay, 20 minutes. So...
For it to take effect?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm fine during...
You just pass out.
Yeah,
and then I get up to leave it at the clock. And then you remain at the peak for like 2 to 6 hours.
So.
That's a lot.
We're probably on the lower side because we didn't have
But I do have the compass, so I probably would have been with them.
Why don't you roll a d6 for me?
I hope it's 6 hours.
6.
What we're doing now.
Yeah, what is that?
Ghosts of Saltmarsh, fantastic.
Oh my god,
book.
Somebody's gonna attack us and I'm gonna be unconscious.
Look up the book, it's phenomenal. They've got really cool stuff in it. It has a random island table, so we're building a random island.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
What did you say you got?
6.
Okay.
Oh, I thought this was like how many hours.
I thought so too. I was like, fuck.
I think we're gonna find a room.
Eva,
why
don't you roll a
d6
for me?
Okay.
Good point.
I
forgot about that.
Three.
Three.
Okay.
I'm getting you.
Okay.
It's fine.
When
you wake up, we're
not for Ave. Ave's a little bit of a, like, she's not gonna think it's fun.
Okay,
she's gonna, what the hell, you drugged me, man.
I don't do that, you can't prove a thing.
She has super high insight. She has to be able to tell.
Just because you can tell doesn't mean he'll admit to it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to admit to it.
All you're gonna do is like, oh my god, guys, I think I got food poisoning, and it's like, and I'm, yeah, I'm not lying. Like, yeah, it was food poisoning. You gotta do.
What do we do with
Ave?
She just passes out.
I know, I just like am collapsed on the deck.
Ashen's just like,
Put her in bed. Tuck her
what if they cast Lestiria seriously?
Bailey, why don't you roll a d6 for me?
We're leaving you asleep.
One. Fuck you guys.
This is good for her.
I mean,
she's not.
I was kinda hoping
that
maybe she would like spill all her guts about her druid trying.
That'd be more like alcohol or weed.
Doesn't drink. intentionally.
Will you please, Courtney, roll a d4 for me?
She's a druid that doesn't do weed.
No, she's
or
a druid. Weed.
What's the point?
She could probably make weed.
It's natural. No.
With druid craft.
Yeah.
The ultimate drug
she
dealer.
She could if she wanted to, but she's a neutral good character. I don't think she would make drugs.
Great.
Oh god.
Oh, this
literally what is happening.
We're running into an island.
Shit.
I know, but what's on the island?
Well, something that Thorin likes.
You guys, I'm really fucking excited to fight with Ashton.
Me too! We should come up with a new fucking
soul.
Okay. We have to, like,
what's
fight
up?
Together
what's
first,
up?
I think.
What did I keep doing? You guys see.
Do you have a special sword?
A heavy fog. Roll in.
Am I awake at this point?
Not yet.
Guys, there's fog.
He's all okay.
She's
I'm
okay.
Out on the fucking deck. I just want
to
laugh.
I carried you to bed. Avi's just sleeping. I think maybe she's sick or something. She doesn't look great.
You think she's like seasick?
Maybe. And like,
I've never been seasick before.
You're asleep.
Ashton doesn't know that. Ashton
doesn't
know that.
And like, I don't know, she just looks kind of tired and no, like, maybe it was just too much for her.
It's like a long day.
Yeah.
The stress is getting to her.
I just
she
hasn't
like
changed it. I
just
like go to sleep on
to
the
look
deck.
Like worse and worse every day, so
yeah, that's
so
true. She does
maybe this
she,
is just a side effect of what's going on with her.
Yeah, she
yeah.
has bags under her eyes now, she's pale.
I
just
don't think she's sleeping very much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this
and Ashton
didn't
believe
yeah.
it.
It was exhaustion. It finally got up to him.
There is just this
intelligence
immense
is so
blanket
like, yeah,
of fog over the ship, preventing you from seeing in front of you.
Flint?
He's standing up at the wheel, like wide-eyed.
Okay. Well, you're right next to him.
He's got. His eyes are wide open.
A little bit
bloodshot. And he's locked like completely rigid.
I look up and like peel him away from the.
Are you okay, Flint?
As you guys start to approach him, he starts yelling out orders, telling you to adjust the angle of the sail. Telling you to tie new knots, like redo things.
Like,
is he okay?
Flint, why?
So
there's a storm coming! Something dangerous is in the way. We gotta prepare.
The weather. I don't think they.
We're not gonna make it out of this if you don't do what I say.
Oh God!
He knows what he's doing.
Can
see,
I do?
Can
guys?
Can
my very limited but still sea experience, being from a port city, do I see what he's seeing?
Yeah,
whole,
same. Well, the fog just encompasses.
All you guys can see is fog.
But, like, he's saying a storm's coming. Do I get...
Make survival checks.
Okay.
Fuck!
16.
Bad dice.
5.
11. I'm worried about other things. I got a natural one.
11.
Okay. To the rest of you, you have a hard time. Like, there very well could be... a storm on the way. Flint is an experienced sea captain. Libby, you have like a slight suspicion that like this is probably just regular fog. But it's also like kind of funny that Flint is freaking out so much.
Are we gonna listen to him? He seems like maybe he's sick too.
Guys.
Can I, like, insight him? Because I've been suspicious of him, and this seems
odd. Make an insight check.
This doesn't seem normal to me.
Roll well.
Can I just, like, go up and, like, talk to him?
Oh, 25.
Nice.
25?
Yeah. Can I tell that, like, is he lying? I would be suspicious that he's lying to me.
Right. So, you pick up on, like, real panic in his voice. It doesn't feel like he's lying. Whatever he's saying, he believes is true. But you notice that he is... Flint is usually, like, kind of collected. At least he appears that way. He has... even when you guys have hit, like, rocky, like, rough waters before, he seemed to keep this kind of, like, lighthearted manner about him. This is a characteristic in him you haven't seen before.
Are we gonna listen to him?
I wanna like go up and talk to him. Kind of try to shake him a little bit. What are you seeing?
I can feel it in the winds.
I don't feel anything. Guys, I think something's wrong.
You wouldn't know.
I grew up.
It's a seafarer's intuition. The wind speaks and I listen. The waves sing.
I'm gonna try.
What are the waves?
And I harmonize.
What is waves singing? What?
It's an old sea shanty.
Miss Briar?
Yes.
I don't think
okay.
I don't think he's in his.
Do you want me to like
mind?
Can
get
you
him off the wheel?
The wheel is at this point like if
we're gonna get
well,
lost.
I guess Libby has the compass, so never mind.
Ashton,
yeah.
Can I go grab the compass from Libby? Hey, Dimitri.
Yeah.
Can I see the compass, please? To get up to.
You guys are heading like, kind of straight east, maybe angling a little bit south.
Hold me.
The compass. The arrow.
I am
no longer pointing the direction.
I am trying to grab him and pull him off the wheel.
We are going the wrong way.
It's time because Libby thought it would be fun to drug us.
Make a strength check to pull him off. Athletics, because
you got this.
Libby would pose athletics.
You got this. You beast.
15.
17.
Shit. Can I try and...
You're pulling on him. He's white-knuckled. He actually turns around and kind of, like, backhands you. And then grabs onto the wheel.
Miss Fryer, what do we do?
I'm going to pull out my sword and just, like, hold it to
him. Okay.
Oh, my...
Don't touch anybody.
Oh, my God.
Make an intimidation check.
God. Can I assist her?
How?
I was going to speak into his mind and tell him to let go.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and roll with advantage.
Oh, pretend to be the wind.
Intimidation.
That's basically what I'm doing.
You can use your strength for intimidation.
With
if you
advantage.
Want.
Just straight strength instead.
Yeah, I mean, if you're proficient, you can add that too. But.
No.
And you have advantage, so you can roll again.
I have advantage.
She's helping, yeah.
And speaking into his mind. That's much
better. 18 if I use my strength.
Okay. He, without taking his eyes like off ahead of him, he says, "If you don't start following my orders, we are going to die here."
I don't think he's okay.
We're going the wrong way. Look. I'll show him the compass.
He says, "We can't go that way."
Okay, I'm going to take my shield and just crack him over the head to try and knock him out.
Yep.
Make it attack.
Okay, what do I add to it?
Add your strength to that.
Okay.
This will be an improvised weapon.
You kind of need
not
it.
For
I can't try this.
Though.
Not for proficiency, no.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
22.
22.
Right?
20.
22. 22.
Sorry. You crack him upside the head.
I don't want to like kill him. I just want to like knock him
out. Non-lethal.
Instead of damage, I'm going to do a constitution saving throw for him.
That makes sense.
And you rolled
22.
22.
That's the DC here. We're looking at 14.
Does so he just collapse?
As you crack him on the head, ragdolls onto the wall.
Oh my god!
I was gonna take it.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You both just grab
it
at the same time.
I was just gonna grab it so and then immediately start trying to put us back on course.
Okay. So
I'll help her.
Let's do some ship roll.
Oh my
here.
God!
I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm not because this is fun.
Libby, can you take him downstairs?
Yeah.
Dimitri, can you take Prince Dimitri? Can you take him downstairs?
Yeah.
I'll pick him up and take him downstairs.
Okay, easy. You have the compass.
Yeah.
Make a survival check.
Okay.
I should have used that.
It's fine.
It's funny.
Until we lose time and more people die because we couldn't get to the Pale Man fast enough.
Okay, to
I'm
be fair, I mean,
no,
we just spent past
here.
We just spent past 4 days.
To be
we're
fair,
fine.
You drugged us. That was not
well, to be
fair,
maybe
okay,
you shouldn't
well,
have left your bloodthirsty ex in charge of the forest.
13.
Okay, that's not at all what happened.
13? Okay.
That's not even close.
You were driving, Briar?
Mm-hmm. I'm helping her.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine, but if we die, it's not gonna
be. Do you
be
have proficiency in water vehicles?
No, then you get to play a new character.
I don't want me to die though.
Okay.
Do you have proficiency in water vehicles?
I have proficiency with vehicles on land.
There is no water vehicle proficiency.
There is.
Because Okeanos have it as a pirate.
Oh.
There is.
Flint
yeah.
has it.
Daedrin had it.
Well, neither of us do.
So go ahead and make
probably just survival. That was guessing.
Yeah, go ahead and make just add your wisdom though. No proficiency.
My wisdom. Is it
does she get advantage?
Is it
yeah, advantage because Ashton's helping.
Can it also be a saving throw?
What's your wisdom?
Plus
two cantrips.
Oh, I'm also plus two. So.
I do, but I can't cast them right now because I'm unconscious.
So that's cocked.
Yeah, that was
definitely fine.
Yeah, I
have
cantrips, right?
So,
do you have proficiency
in
water?
No, I don't have proficiency.
Oh, yeah, I rolled
with
advantage.
14.
I'm good
at survival. 14. Okay.
I
have a lot of wind and weather altering spells.
So you guys managed to, you like pull the boat kind of back on track. Elena, to the best of your ability, you kind of line the needle of the compass up with the hole and get them to stop with roughly about the right direction. The two of you, Ashton and Briar, help to get the ship kind of set on the right course with using Elena's directions to the best of your ability. The fog subsides a little bit. You kind of emerge from the fog. And
I was gonna, I don't know if it's too late, but I was gonna have Noodles try and see, like, go above the fog and see where we were going, but I don't know if that's too late for that.
You can make a perception check for Noodles.
Okay.
Perception.
Shit, we didn't even remember you had, and it just came back.
I know.
That's 21.
21. Okay. Noodles is as you like begin like the mast or the bow begins to kind of poke through the fog. Noodles begins to start squawking.
He can speak to me.
He can speak to you. He says
we
that
are telepathically connected.
He says that there's a boat.
Are we heading right towards it?
Right towards it.
Ashton! Okay, we turn! We turn!
Turn
fast!
Someone make an athletics check at advantage with the two of you.
Ashton!
23. 23. You, spin the wheel, like, total, like, all the way. The rudder of the boat, like, you hear it, like, clang, like, the wood, like, bang against the back of it. And almost, like, bank turn. This like wave of water kind of like shoots up from where the boat is like turning. The fog kind of drifts behind you, and the boat is kind of left like drifting in this like almost like circle from how hard you pulled that.
Do they look okay?
Wheel. That your boat is like spinning in a circle like that.
Wait, we're spinning in a circle?
Because you turn so fast. Because
you turn so fast, the momentum kind of.
So we're not going anywhere?
You're still like going forward, but just like the momentum of it has kind of turned
you.
So you're going to be like like going around essentially like before you can like go forward again. You see the boat that Noodles was squawking about is a small, you could barely call it a, you definitely couldn't call it a ship. It's definitely about the size of two rowboats, wide.
Still smaller
and long.
Than our small boat?
No, probably a little bigger than your small boat.
Okay.
And it, what kind of sets it apart though, is that what it lacks in like length width, it makes up for in verticality. There's this odd kind of haphazardly crafted like wooden tower that rises up about the size of three rowboats tall. Sticking out of the top of this tower is a small mast with a sail rising out the top of it.
Is it the flag?
No.
Okay.
It is not. On the deck of this boat, you can see haphazardly strewn boxes and sacks and barrels that seem to be overturned and like open and smashed.
Oh, shit.
You see two figures on this boat. One of them is a dwarven man with long red hair and a beard braided into three cords that hangs down past his waist. The other is a young human male, probably 17, 18, wearing like a loose-fitting green shirt and like brown slacks. He seems, he's got kind of long blonde hair pulled back into a ponytail to keep it out of his eyes. He like bends down with this bucket of water and kind of he's bailing out water from a leak that is coming on like ever so slowly, so he probably only needs to bail out a bucket worth every like 3 minutes. And as you guys are just kind of drifting there, Ave, the momentum of that turn kind of,
oh my god, did I like fall out of the fucking bed?
It kind of rolled you off, like, because you're just in your bedroll, you're not really, like, on a bed.
Oh.
So you just kind of, like, rolled a little bit across the Ooh, cabin,
sure.
And
god.
That, like, jostled you.
Am I awake now?
Yeah.
Oh, thank god.
Whoop.
Well, you see, Dimitri.
Where am I at? Like, am I inside, like, a room, or am
yeah.
I just, like, on the deck?
And you will see Dimitri bringing in Flint.
Also passed out, probably bloody.
Is Flint already in the room, or is Dimitri currently bringing him in?
Already in.
He's already in?
Yes.
And is he passed? Libby's in there with me too? Or did Libby go back out after you?
Libby's in there too.
Okay.
Miss Spryer, should we stop and see if they need help? Are they sinking?
It looks like they have been in a scrap. You can see that the sail that he has tears and cuts in it.
Let's
you guys kind of have to wait for your momentum to like die down.
You gotta tell me what
anyway.
To do. Let's get back on course, but don't try and accelerate or anything. I'm gonna talk to them.
Okay.
And I go into Noodles and I send him over there
and I'm going to speak through him.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
That is terrifying. What the fuck?
Can you do that? Yep. I can see and speak through him no matter the distance. So I fly him over there, and he's going to sit down. And
as that's happening, I was going to, like, set up. Dimitri, what is happening? Why? What happened? I'm going to run out on deck. I leave him, and I, like, look around for, like, any kind of danger as soon as I come back.
I will also fall.
So I'm going to send Noodles over there, and he's going to, it's going to be my voice.
Ooh, actually, never mind. I'm going to stay behind and... no, he's pretty... How cold is Flint knocked out?
He's out.
Okay.
What the fuck you got?
Yeah, I'll just follow him.
Hello. Do not be afraid. Why is the best way to start out?
We can't even drive our fucking boat.
Are you in need of assistance?
We're just in the bobby. We're going
I am from the ship.
Don't be afraid. As
she's new to being a warlock.
Noodles perches on the side of the boat, which is kind of like rocking from the waves that your ship has created. At first, the dwarf doesn't seem to take much notice, and then as the crow starts speaking, the dwarf like jumps with the start. Says,
it's actually a raven. So ravens can talk.
Ravens the same thing?
No.
Not
crows are tiny. Ravens are fucking big.
Yeah, ravens are quite large.
That's scarier.
Yeah.
Like a raven would be like from your head to your like shoulder.
I can pull up the size comparison for you.
Not this big.
Okay, anyway. The bird starts speaking.
Well, as the raven begins speaking, the dwarf kind of like jumps up, says, "Oi! What the fuck is going on?" Why is that bird speaking?
This is my familiar, Noodles. I'm on the ship. I'm speaking to you through him. Do you need us to stop and assist you? Are we like...
Not like that fast. It's
we're
just
on the boat.
Slow,
like a relation to each other.
He's probably like... 60 feet away.
Elena, her out.
Get ready to throw... I'll just start, like, giving directions. Elena, get ready to throw a rope over, just in case. Please.
For what reason?
In case we need to help them.
Do I see
that? I feel like we're the ones that need help.
I'm going to fly over
little man, you want to speak again?
Okay. So, Abe, you fly and land on the boat.
Yep.
60 feet away. And he kind of, like, steps back and stumbles. Oh, those are very different in size. he stumbles and kind of like falls onto the wet wood and stands back up. I thought I had enough of the pirates.
We are not pirates.
Wait, are you talking to him now?
Yeah,
I flew over to the boat.
Oh, okay.
I'm on their boat now.
How well did she fly? Is she still high?
No, she's good.
Okay.
She like
kind
of stumbles
like falls into the ocean.
Yeah, and Dimitri, you're starting to feel better as well. So it's wearing off.
How far
off.
Away is the boat?
60, 70 feet.
Can I cast shape water and just push the water out of the like so it's not coming in through the crack anymore?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And I'll just like hold it there. Do you have anything to fix this?
No.
Noodles is just staring and doing that bird head tilt.
I don't have much of anything anymore. We were attacked by pirates. They took everything I had.
Do you need us to take you to safety?
Elena, get the
fuck out.
I don't
know where we're going.
I hate when that bird does that.
What do you think they're talking about over there?
Well, you can hear Briar speaking.
If you want to know... Pirates! Who the hell are you?
We're pirates.
Have we raised the seafarer's flag yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look like pirates. Give us whatever you have left.
We just needed to traverse these waters, so we put up the pirate flag so that pirates wouldn't attack us. As they did to you, it seems.
Make a persuasion check.
Yeah, dummy.
As you come over with
like,
your Wamagotchi armor. She comes
you're
over
not,
built for war in her walk-up.
That's why it's persuasion.
Yeah,
no, they're scared of all
they're two different skills.
Persuasion. I don't think I'm very good at it. did that. I'm okay. 11. I'm helping him.
So I heard him say you didn't like the bird doing that. So I'm gonna dimension door.
What?
I'll just keep spinning the boat, I guess.
I'm gonna go up to Ashton. Ashton, what are you doing?
Okay.
I'm so turning on Brian, the boat.
You step through this window, this like door-shaped portal of purple energy appearing on the deck of his ship. And at this point, the dwarf is like down on his knees. His beard is like resting on the wet wood. And he's like, please, I'm telling you, we don't have anything left. There's nothing for you to take.
We don't want to take your things. Can I druidcraft some like vines and like clog the hole?
Make a wisdom check.
Alright. Somebody has to fix their problem. Since they don't seem inclined.
Well, they're doing that.
12.
Okay. Yeah, passable. You definitely slowed it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It was already barely leaking in.
Yeah.
But
which is why I thought I could use like vines.
Yeah. At this point,
not wood.
It's just like a little trickle that's coming through. Like it would probably take months for this amount of water to sink.
But I stalled it. That's fine.
I'm gonna do something so they can keep going. But I'm gonna do something while they're doing this. So. Should I do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
So I'm gonna Ashton, let go of the boat.
Why?
Just trust me. Do you trust me?
Oh my god.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Ashton, come, let go of the wheel. Okay. When he lets go of the wheel, I am going to cast Control Water.
Yeah, there you go.
To like, and I'm going to try and do it slowly, but I want to slow down the ship, straighten it, and head it towards them. That's why I wanted to let go of the wheel.
Okay.
So it, like, I'm going to try and fix the...
Okay, yeah. With Control Water, easy enough to do.
Yeah.
And you kind of have it like at a lull next to the boat,
okay.
Probably about like 7 to 8 feet away from the other boat.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I'm gonna pick up my bird, put him on my head, and do you guys need help? We're not pirates. Because if you don't, we'll just go on our way and leave you be.
Help them what?
Well,
I'm
extremely confused as to what's happening right now.
Sorry.
Have you heard of the Revengers?
I can't say I have.
Okay, that doesn't help then.
If you think you could help, I mean, our sail is still in tatters up there, and we're just merchants.
I don't, but nobody does.
We're just merchants. The pirates took everything we had, all the gold, all the supplies.
How far are you from home?
Well, our next stop was Dornak Firth.
How many days has it been that we've been traveling?
It's the 19th right now.
Okay, we left on the 15th, so we're like 4 days from Dornak
Firth. Ooh.
Do you... You said they took all your supplies, so you don't have any food or water?
That's correct. Don't have anything.
Well, we have tons of food.
It only lasts for 24 hours.
Well, you guys, we have tons of rations.
We can certainly provide you some food and some fresh water while you make your way to Dornak Firth. It's about a 4-day sail from here. We came from there.
That would be great.
And we also have a cleric who could possibly fix your sail.
That would also be great. Thank you.
I'm not over there.
So. I'm like, well, I don't know.
I will go grab Libby.
Can we hear them? Can we not hear them?
Because you can fly, can you just pick him up?
I can fly, but I'm not strong.
Okay,
I don't
I'll
think
go get
I
him.
Can carry him.
So I will dimension door back, and then dimension door back again with Libby.
So well, someone
just,
should be
just,
steering
like,
the ship.
Ashton on the boat.
Well, the ship is
and
like stalled.
Flint passed out down.
Yeah, for 10 minutes.
You're in the hold.
That's not bad.
And it's concentration. Did you tell me you were grabbing me, or did you just grab me?
No, I would have told you, so you came.
Okay. Okay. I gotta get up there. I guess I'll start climbing.
Oh, I could have teleported us up there. Dimension door is up there.
That works, too.
Okay. Well,
up on top of kind of the rickety shacks. Yeah. He doesn't really have a crow's nest. He has the sort of hut that has been like constructed upwards on the back end of the boat.
Okay.
Doesn't really make sense like how it would
flow.
Not be. Yeah. and you kind of feel that when you get up there. As you like appear, you kind of feel the boat like dip back as you like appear on the top of it, and then like bob back up.
This is a horrible design. I'm going to start casting mending.
Yeah, as
you
begin,
you
were
there, no one's staring anymore.
Wait, what?
I mean, I've stalled out.
The boat is, like, not moving.
Yeah.
So we're all on a fucking little boat now?
No, you're
no,
not
you
boat.
You and Elena
right
are on our boat.
We abandoned you.
So all there three of us are on our boat.
Okay.
So you begin casting mending.
Are you really giving them all of our food?
And the dwarf kind of turns around to the human boy who is just kind of standing there with a bucket now. Like, unsure of what to do now that his job has been, like, done for him. And the dwarf yells, Lindo! What the hell do you think you're doing over there? We have guests, boy! Go put on some tea! I don't know where in the world you think you are, but it sure as hell isn't no tea for guests, Lind! Get a move on!
My God.
And the boy kind of, like, drops the bucket and moves back into the domicile.
I'd love something a little stronger if you have it.
How far is our boat in, like, feet?
He said, like, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
7 or 8? So I'm gonna... What is the word? The name of it exactly. I'm going to use my awakened mind. And do I see Elena or Ashton? Do I see them? And are they 30 feet within 30 feet of me?
Yes.
I look at Ashton and I talk to you via mind and I tell you to stop the boat.
Done. It's already stopped.
Well,
let down the anchor.
Oh, let down the anchor? Yeah.
You can't just let down the anchor in like the open ocean.
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like,
this is not how anchors work.
I mean, you can like raise the sail.
Yeah, like that shit.
That boat shit.
And then
I'm
also am going to tell you that we need to gather food and water for these people. They've been attacked.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Elena.
Yep. You can hear that it's my voice.
We have to gather food and water for those people. And maybe you could do that. I have to, like, take on the sail and things.
All right.
Is that okay?
Whatever, man. Go down.
Okay.
Whatever it's called.
Wait, I'll go take down.
Like, I'm the boat's gonna have to
okay.
Be
so we're like,
this room.
No.
Yeah.
Stay. None of us have ever.
Yeah.
But think about how deep the fucking ocean is.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, thought about it before.
My sailing knowledge is, like, Assassin's Creed Black Flag and, like, Sea of Thieves.
I've sailed a time or two.
Not on, like,
I went on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney World.
That
sucks.
Sailing in the ocean is terrifying, and I almost pee myself.
Yeah, so easy enough. Gather food.
I got super sick.
Probably just to be kind of loaded into barrels. It's probably easy, especially for someone as strong as you, to just pick up a barrel and like.
Eat it.
I mean, what's your plan for getting it over?
Boat comes
so
with like a plank to like cross.
How close are we?
I mean, but we're like,
I think that's really standard.
You're pretty tall above it, but yeah, there's probably a boarding plank.
A
when
boarding
you put it
plank.
On,
yeah.
It kind of like.
Sure, it's at an angle.
So the tower that Libby's on is now like a 45 degree angle.
Oh Jesus!
But like over the deck of your boat.
Wait,
and Libby,
why? What?
Because
really
the boarding plank
yeah.
is like weighing.
Has
It shouldn't be sailing.
Boarding plank does not weigh that much.
It's like tilting
it
above.
It's a huge.
Yeah, it's a huge plank ass plank of wood that people like. It's not like
yeah,
plywood.
Yeah, weighs that much.
Yeah, because our ship.
Heavy.
So our ship
it's
is like
trunks
this big.
Of trees.
I mean, it's made to.
Because our ship is this big,
like,
and their ship is this big.
No, they're thick. Like if you actually
they have to support a crew and supplies coming on off the ship.
Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to get an idea of what I'm looking at here. So I'm on the deck of my boat, right?
Okay. Yes. So
there's no marker.
You have markers though.
I have markers. So
I was gonna write
an
insult to you on the board,
yes.
But I don't have a marker.
A regular looking boat.
Yes.
A huge
with a pretty big boat. With a mast. The boat that you are looking at is a rowboat.
Right.
But that's like been expanded in dimensions. So it's a little bit longer than your standard rowboat.
Okay.
And a little bit wider than your standard rowboat.
Okay.
Then on the back half of the boat, like there is this like wooden structure that is like kind of like where the captain's quarters would be. So like a poop deck. But instead of just rising up a little bit, it extends upwards in this like really tall, like three boats tall tower, on top of which is the mast.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That Libby is up on.
Okay.
So and we're next to the
And then draw how big our boat is.
No, it's fine. It's fine, but we're next to them. Right?
But you're adjacent to them, so your bows are pointed the same direction. From the side of your boat, you have placed a wooden plank on the side of this boat. So it is no longer level. The side that the plank is on is now being pushed toward the water, which, because of this big tower, is now made the tower tilt in the direction of your boat. So it's kind of over the top of it like that. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
They break our boat, I'm going to throw them myself under the ocean.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, I was just going to yell down, hey, how do you want me to get this over there? Anybody?
Well, we already put the
boarding
plank down.
The gangplank is down now.
Just so everyone knows, gangplank, around 250 pounds.
Okay.
You look like you didn't believe that.
Well, that looks like a heavy boat. I don't know.
It's heavy in the back.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay.
I believe you. I'm not arguing anymore.
I'll walk down the plank with a barrel of food.
It's fine.
Okay.
Set it down.
250, that's like Ashton. Would Ashton sink this boat if he was on it?
Okay, but imagine a seesaw. All the weight is on the back end of the boat, so it's probably going
but
like
if
this
all
level.
Of their weight is also on the back
The boat
end of
is
the
not
boat.
Like sinking, it's not sideways,
right, yeah.
It's just angled.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Okay, I'll set the.
I feel like when you don't like something.
5 degrees.
I know she gets sassy.
You're saying it makes sense, but you're rolling your eyes at me.
Well, because I just trust you as the DM.
Nora, we know what we're talking about boats.
It's
okay.
Literally fine. Can we move on?
So, I'm mending the sail. You're bringing the food.
Yes. Drop it off.
He has a barrel of food. His sail has been repaired.
They brought us tea.
They brought you tea.
I ask for details on the pirates that attack them so we can keep an eye out.
Yeah. Why
and then
you
I can
saying?
Also ask Flint when he wakes up.
Okay. They had a boat about the size of yours. It had this figurehead on it. Seemed to be the head of a red dragon, and it expelled fire from its maw. I've never seen anything like it on a boat before. They boarded us and fought with ferocity that I've not seen upon these waters.
Were we attacked by pirates also? Because I remember walking along the deck and then just, like, falling unconscious. Did someone cast, like, a spell on me?
No, you just...
I thought you were just real tired.
Not tired enough to just collapse. out of nowhere.
I don't know, you...
We weren't attacked, though. No,
is your crew just you two?
But Flint kind
of... Yes, it's just the two of us.
How did you survive
Flint
a pirate attack?
Yeah.
Why?
He said there was a
storm
coming.
They didn't kill us. It seemed they were just after the supplies. They said they would let the sea do the rest.
Well, it seems like something weird is going on here, everyone.
Yes.
And I'm concerned about these pirates.
Well, once Flint's awake, we can ask him.
Something is changed in these waters. I've sailed this route for most of my life, and something appeared growing out of the sea floor. At first, I wasn't sure what it was. We passed it a few weeks ago, coming back this direction. There was this spot in the water where it was this section that seemed so much darker blue than the rest of the water surrounding it. As we sailed by to get a closer look, it seemed to reflect the sun, almost crystalline.
So definitely something supernatural.
Do you think it was like a creature, like something alive, or...
Well, this crystal structure, it's an island, but one that is completely flat, so that it looks to be just part of the water.
What direction is this island?
About, he kind of angles, pointing northeast. It wasn't until we got close that we realized it was crystal that had grown out of the seafloor. And as we grew near, the crystal seemed to open. There was this horrible sound, grinding, crunching, screeching. The crystal split itself open, and
yikes.
Hordes of, don't even know what it was, began to pour out from within. Living stone, the same crystal that they had come out of, it looked like. They poured it out and began firing at us. These shots that tore straight through the sails, tore it damn near to shreds. Took us about twice as long as it should have to get from there to here, the damage they did to us. And it wasn't until about yesterday afternoon that the pirates showed up, saw us floating like sitting ducks here, and they came out. The crew was deathly pale. They seemed to, we didn't even know that they were boarding us. They just seemed to appear on the deck. They had a symbol.
Oh no.
On their flag, one I hadn't seen before. It's not the Seafarers Guild.
Is it?
It's not the dragon.
It seemed to be a skull with a cloud obscuring one of its eyes, cross spears behind it.
Have we ever encountered the symbol or the crystal creatures he's speaking of?
Not the crystal creatures. Those
okay.
sound new.
Okay.
This...
I feel like we've seen it before.
The symbol is familiar.
Right.
Is it... Oh...
From what?
Oh, is it from the ghost pike?
Oh, yeah!
Oh!
Oh.
That's the ghost pike.
And they're just cell swords, right?
They're cell
yeah,
swords.
Yeah, so they...
And they,
somebody
were,
hired
they,
them.
They were working
they,
for the pyramid.
Yeah.
They were last time we saw them.
Yeah.
They're the ones who took Diana.
Yeah. Okay. I knew that we had seen that before. Can I also, while he's talking, do like a medicine check on myself to see why I was like randomly passed out? I mean, that's a really weird thing for her to do.
Maybe you just really want Ave to know.
No, I know. I literally think if I fainted randomly, I would wake up and be like, what the fuck was that? And like try to assess what had happened.
Yeah, I guess so.
We should be able to figure anything out.
I don't know. It depends on 26.
What's left to figure out? We're sober now.
You kind of have like a lethargy about you, a headache. It seems so. Ave has consumed alcohol like twice in her life.
That's true.
It feels reminiscent of like a bad hangover.
That's super weird. Okay.
I feel fine.
Me too.
Yeah,
same. Not there. I still haven't fucking
gone by myself. Announcing like I'm checking myself. She just like assessed.
Yeah, it's just
mentally.
Did. So you said it was like a crystal. Like, did it seem like it was just a solid shape that had like, or did it like made out of crystal, or did it seem like it was like hard to see? Like maybe it was like cloaked or something. Or
we couldn't get too close to it, but it seemed like if someone had sawed the topography off of an island. A flat surface. The waves just barely licking above its surface.
So it's slightly underwater.
Only in the sense that you could walk on it,
mm-hmm.
and the water would maybe get your feet wet. But it is, if the water was still, I think the top of it would have been dry. It's just the waves that were causing it to get wet. It was quite large, maybe the length of two of your ships.
And how
almost perfectly circular.
And how long ago did you encounter this?
We sailed by, and like I said, it took us a little longer to get here than it should have. But about, well, 4 weeks ago now? Three?
And so when you say you encountered, did you sail around it, or did you happen, did your ship make contact with it, or... No, you said it was far away, so...
We were sailing toward it, didn't even notice it until we almost upended our bow straight upon it. It just looked like the water was a little darker in that area until we got close enough to realize it was dark blue crystal.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't happen to, like, your ship didn't make contact with it or contact with the beings inside it or anything?
Managed to sail away, turn out of its way, skirted maybe 50 feet to the side of it when we finally got turned. Couldn't get too solid a view on these, on the creatures that came scuttling out. Maybe 3-4 feet tall, about the size of myself. Seemed bipedal, two arms, tails on some of them, angular heads, pointed.
Can I do like a history or like an arcana check?
Yeah, go ahead and make an arcana check.
Okay. 14.
14. As far as you can tell, the only thing that you've heard of that could make like rock or crystal or that kind of like geological matter move in that way is some kind of elemental. It's some kind of elemental force, but in kind of the manner that he's describing, it's something. It would take a lot of magical energy to create.
So not like even golems or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, most so stone golems. They tend to be made like making them out of crystal is difficult because they're typically made of softer stone. Stuff that's easier to permeate, stone that's more porous, like a lot of like volcanic rock is really good for it, or clay-based stuff like brick or like cobblestone, stuff that magic can easily seep into. Crystal is hard to absorb magic into because it's dense and very reflective. They make good focuses because you can direct magic energy through them, kind of in a, it's like refracted, and the crystalline form of them kind of helps the magic energy reflect in a way that amplifies it. That's why they make good focuses, but they don't house it necessarily super well because they're so hard to pierce through. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't make super. You'll be hard pressed to find a crystal golem.
Is there anything else you require, sir? Or will you be able to manage to get back to Dornak Earth?
After everything you've done for us, I wouldn't feel right asking for any more, and we should be able to manage from here on out.
Well, the gods were in here. I guess you were in the gods' good graces, and they brought us to you, so.
Where are you lot headed?
Seems like it might be that place you just talked about.
I think there.
We barely escaped. Our ship is little enough to be fast. A ship as big as yours. Easy target for whatever they were slinging at us. I don't recommend it. What would bring you in that direction?
Smaller.
Smaller boats move faster. They're not as heavy. Like I said, the only reason we got away was because we're a smaller vessel. Move quicker than they could keep up with. But I don't know where you're going to find a new, smaller boat out here.
I think we'll figure it out.
We don't have a lot of time to be wasting either, so if you think that you're going to be okay, we really should get moving. We have to be somewhere quickly.
What could bring you in that direction? Like I said, it's not something that anyone should desire to move themselves toward.
I mean, respectfully, it's really not something that the general public should know.
We're on official business.
Counter empire business.
Whoa.
She's a warden of the state.
Whoa.
He's the prince.
God.
The fucking prince. You expect me to believe that?
I don't know. Well, we're telling secrets about each other.
He just told us about an island and creatures made of crystal.
Suppose
I
that's
think
fair.
Him being the prince is a bit more likely than
one
that.
One of the princes. Or wait, the other one's the king.
Yeah.
Just one.
I'll pull out my crown and I'll be like, Yeah, this is a authentic Calum Empire.
Cool.
What do you make a crown out of?
Whatever gold is malleable, so probably gold.
Yeah. Yeah, this is authentic Calum Empire gold.
Yes.
We should get going, though. If these people are going to be okay, we don't have time to waste.
Hey,
yeah.
Guys, what's going on down there?
We're coming back. Don't worry. We're still going to go kill the false god.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get back onto our boat?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to help haul the heavy plank.
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna go check on Flint.
Okay.
I knocked him the fuck out, you guys.
Oh, jeez, I rolled really. Yeah, he's out cold.
Put my hand to his nose. He's breathing. He's alive.
He's breathing. Yeah, he's alive. He's got a pulse.
I'm gonna put noodles on his chest. I'm gonna tell Noodles to tell me if he wakes up.
Dig Talons in a little bit.
No, he's just gonna perch.
What a terrifying thing to wake up to, though.
Seriously.
You're gonna
the reason we get over
I
to death.
This bird has done nothing but freak people out.
Dude, are we gonna draw the snake? Are we gonna go again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, someone needs to put the sail up.
No,
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll help.
I'll steer. I'm really good at it.
Who has the compass?
Me.
You want to help Ashton figure out the plan?
I guess.
I didn't realize that I could do this before, but I can use druidcraft to predict what the weather will be like for the next 24 hours.
What is this cantrip?
I don't know. That specifically says that. It says I create a tiny, harmless sensory effect that predicts the weather. The effect might manifest as a golden orb for clear skies, a cloud for rain, falling snowflakes for snow, and so on. This effect persists for one round, so
nice.
It would be like for 6 seconds.
Cool.
I would create a harmless sensory effect that predicts the weather for the next 24 hours.
You hold out your hand. You see like a foggy cloud.
Okay.
It seems to be dark.
Shit, there's a storm coming, you guys.
Someone as familiar with nature as you are would recognize that this is not like, these are not dark cumulonimbus clouds.
Yeah.
This is not a storm. As in this cloud that you have in your hand, you can see
mm-hmm.
these like purple veins kind of like
yeah.
run through it. And every so often, this like skull-like face will appear in the mist.
That doesn't look
and
good.
And then like fade back.
I didn't think of that too.
What?
Like a storm, but not a naturally caused one, like one caused by magic.
Make a nature check.
You got it, buddy.
Hey guys, I think Flint was right, and we kind of knocked
him out. Natural 20.
25
total.
Okay.
You saw it.
You know exactly what this is.
Hell yeah.
Oh no.
You've not been to the ocean necessarily before the Revengers.
Nope.
But you heard stories of druids born at sea on these islands out. These tribes of druid that are on these isolated islands out in the middle of the oceans. When you were young, one of these druids from these island nations visited your tribe, stopped in, and shared stories of this phenomenon that occurs in the ocean, known as Eldritch Mist.
Shit. What the fuck is Eldritch Mist?
What's it?
Well, Avi's about to tell you.
Someone tell me right now.
Before you tell me what it is, do I remember the name of the ocean druid that stopped in?
Someone's gonna get another one.
Ramsey.
Ramsey, got it.
Bolton.
Yep.
Bolton? Oh, fuck.
Arrgh.
That guy's
no.
bad, dude. He's bad fucking
chef.
News.
Ramsey, chef?
Chef Ramsey.
I know, but
Gordon.
Chef. You're making his last name Chef.
Yep.
Was he blonde?
No.
Okay.
Well, he yells at us.
One of the best people. Really weird.
Yeah.
Exist.
Did he say a lot of bad words?
He
okay,
was.
What
he was a sea elf. Ramsey Chef is a sea elf.
Okay.
With ears that are probably twice as long as your average elf. One of the things that kind of stood out about him.
Comparative to other parts of the body?
Stop.
Yeah,
stop.
You know
what
they say about big ears.
His skin was a deep navy blue. So that it looked almost pure black. Almost
Ramsey
inky.
Was good. He was loaded.
Almost like squid ink.
So interesting.
Which starkly contrasted his eyes, which were like ice blue.
Ashton is beautiful.
His hair hung in these almost dread-like, like almost looked like dreadlocks, but
mm-hmm.
like wavy, like seaweed.
Yeah.
In this like kind of deep, rich green.
Yeah.
That's Ramsey Chef. Important figure.
Yeah. So what did he tell me about Eldritchness?
Right.
Long ignorance.
There are a few different kinds of Eldritch Mists.
Yep.
They seem to contain
Eldritch.
Different kinds of
Eldritch.
Of like
Don't
arcane energy
know.
Within them. This specific
okay.
one is reminiscent of one of the most frightening, one of the most dangerous types of Eldritch Mist. This is known as Ghost Fog.
What?
Now, it's said that Ghost Fog contains the souls of murder victims whose bodies were thrown into the sea.
Oh, Lord.
Sounds kind of spooky.
Ghost Fog is comprised of souls of the dead that have merged with this, like, necrotic shroud. Usually it arises when some kind of dark ritual has taken place.
Like... A phylactery.
This fog, when it surrounds a ship, will cause these spirits within the fog to attempt. Basically, the spirits within the fog
mm-hmm.
want the living to join them. So this
okay,
this
yeah.
fog's purpose is to claim life. It's kind of. I don't want to say living entity because it's made up of undead energy.
Yeah.
But it's in order to survive, it needs to consume
yeah.
living like vitality. If you know that if a creature dies within Ghost Fog,
they don't come back.
There's no bringing it back.
Oh my god.
Even with resurrection?
The soul will automatically be claimed. And join the ranks of the spirits within the ghost.
Even form. With a wish spell?
Well, guys, I'm not going.
Well, that's we don't have a wish
yeah.
spell.
Yeah, we don't have
even
a fucking wish
work.
Spell.
Well, I just mean, like, how okay. is it that serious? Like, a wish spell won't work?
I mean, with a natural 20, a wish spell.
If we had one.
Ramsey Chef does not know.
Okay,
he's a druid. He's not privy to the arcane arts of wish spells.
Yeah. So, because this is arcane based, if a dispel magic were successful, could that get rid of it?
This is.
Or is it beyond.
Immensely powerful. This
and
is.
And if it was cast at higher levels.
This isn't just like a rich. Like. Like, someone has done an incredibly powerful necrotic ritual.
Yeah.
That has not only flooded the surrounding seas with like dark necrotic force.
Mm-hmm.
That force has also like merged with like kind of like eldritch horror energy that is created. So it is beyond the capabilities
how
of a dispel magic.
Did Ramsey Chef know how large these usually are? An area, how big these storms are.
It varies depending on how many souls they've claimed.
Are you telling all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if we just
farm everybody?
Ave says, I met this guy named Ramsey Chef.
Nope.
I don't like that plan.
His name.
Yeah, I like that plan.
I'm
not dying is good.
What if we just go in and then done that?
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
That would be ideal, but death can sometimes happen even when you don't intend it to.
Well, yeah, but not to us.
To me,
everyone in the
Revengers
just gets
Elena
really quiet.
Yeah, I've died.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good time.
I've died.
3/5 of us have died previously.
Speaking personally as someone who's never died, maybe we just go in and, like, I don't know.
Not
is there,
yeah, just go pretty fast.
So, I don't think we can pinpoint exactly where the fog is or how large it is.
And do we think that this fog is spawned by what we're trying, what we're going towards?
It's possible.
Well, your spell is for...
From what Ave told me, can I infer with an arcane roll or just with general intelligence that what we're looking for, it probably caused this?
Well, I think we all think that's it's what caused it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to roll
okay.
to infer. I think inferring is just something that you do.
Well,
no.
So, but your spell works for weather for the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that means if we're sailing, we'll reach whatever this is in 24 hours.
I mean, the purpose of the spell is to know the weather so you can potentially avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how feasible that is with something this arcane in nature.
We'll
probably just have to play it by ear, see if we can see it before it consumes us, and then... do our best. Maybe you could cast Death Ward on a couple of us so that even if we did die in the fog, it didn't immediately take our souls.
Yeah, well, I think my thing is, my concern is I think we're going to have to sail through it.
Probably. Which means all we can do right now, at least, is prepare as best we can.
Okay. Libby's going to go down. He's going to... You're steering, Ashton? Elena's steering? Who's steering?
I'm steering.
He's going to hand
Unless
you the compass.
Okay.
Elena has
I have
the compass.
You have the compass? Okay, yeah. So while they're steering, then Libby's going to go down to the where like the food storage and stuff is kept.
Okay.
And pull out like his like 2 dragon teeth.
Okay.
And he's going to start carving one. Like, so he... So I used to use this towards the beginning, but, like, he... when you cast stuff, runes and stuff like that. I had lucky, like
you had
fortune teller
dice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to start carving the tooth like it's a rune that I would be able to cast with, like, for psychic purposes.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to take the other tooth... And this might have to be something I stretch over a few days, which is fine. But I'm going to start taking the other tooth and turning it into, like, I'm going to mix it with some of the fat of, like, the rations and stuff like that. Like, I want to take some of the rations or spices that we have and mix that into an ointment mixed in with the tooth.
Okay.
So I don't know how long that'll take me, but...
Probably a good 45 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to do both of those things.
Okay. Cool.
And then I'll come back up.
We could maybe hide in a barrel. Ashton is just listing ideas.
Is this like, can I come back after 45 minutes? I mean, a barrel, guys. We kind of...
Yeah.
Maybe we just, like, you know, get down real low. You can't see us. What is it going to do?
Oh, yeah. Does anyone have any invisibility? Do you have any invisibility? Do you have any invisibility? Can we invisible a boat?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe, like, we paint ourselves so we look dead.
Maybe not that, but I like where you're going. Keep
These
on.
These are his, like, A-game ideas.
I don't know that making ourselves invisible or unable to see is going to necessarily hide us from a...
What the fuck?!
Oh my
you
God.
Hear
Shit, that
Flint
was really
yell from below deck.
Okay, no, I thought you meant there was, like, a giant spider
and
over
wakes up to the raven on his
I
chest.
I need a moment.
Flint Walk comes storming out of the
oh
cabin.
God. Oh my God, he's so mad.
Oh
too. Like three whole seconds went by before Jake realized.
I mean, you scared the shit out of me too. Well, I saw that.
Sorry, so Flint comes out of his piss.
Flint comes tumbling onto the deck.
Oh, I get it. Oh no. Noodles on his chest.
That's why he freaked out. Because he woke up to this raven staring into his eyes.
Jesus. And Noodles would have told me he woke up.
I don't think Noodles had time.
I mean, he still would have done it. I told him so.
Hey, he's awake.
Thank you, Noodles.
Flint
you.
Comes tumbling out, like clutching his head. He's got this massive, like, red bump on it. What the hell is going on out here?
Why don't you take it down like 10 notches, sir?
Why don't I take it down? What happened?
I don't know. Noodles was just... I'm having Noodles fly to me. I said, Noodles was just making sure you were alive.
My head is pounding so hard right now.
Ave seemed to have a similar experience.
We can't lie to him, Elena. What? We can't lie to him.
What do you mean? Lie about what?
You were acting very strange.
Oh.
You. Captain Flint, you were steering us in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and you were like saying there was a storm coming.
Which
there is a storm coming.
Technically right.
Yeah, you were right, but at the time we didn't know.
Yeah.
It just looked like fog.
Yeah. It's.
And you wouldn't let go of the steering wheel even though we kept asking you to, so
actually
I had
hit
to
you in the head.
Knock you out.
You attempted to murder me?
No, I didn't want to kill you.
Yeah, no. I mean, if we wanted to murder you, you would definitely be dead.
Wait, you guys knocked out Flint?
But we don't want to murder people.
I didn't knock out.
You said the same thing happened to her?
No,
did they
no,
knock you
we
out
didn't
too?
Knock out. Sorry, I thought you were talking about like the headache thing.
Well, I also have
I didn't know.
I was also unconscious for a time.
Ave,
did you guys
this
knock
Ave,
me out?
I did not knock you out.
No, we really didn't
well,
knock you out.
Happened.
You just fell asleep
you just
at the dinner table.
Like, you
just
collapsed.
I didn't fall asleep.
Yeah, you did.
No,
I don't know what happened.
It was very
ass.
Well, I thought you were asleep, so
are you,
I should have checked
you,
on
you. You look sort of sick. Maybe it has to do with that.
I suppose that's possible. You guys knocked Flint out, and
he was
acting strangely. Was I acting strangely?
You fainted. You didn't act anyway, except... Let's see.
I feel completely normal, guys.
Me too. Me too. You were acting very strange.
I came aboard this ship as a captain
so
to lend my
oh,
services
yeah.
to you in your
whoa,
time
whoa,
of need.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is mutiny.
No, it's not.
It's my boat.
Calm down there, sir.
Ashton like puts himself in front of the group like oh
can
God.
We have this discussion as we're sailing
yeah.
though
we're
also
are
yeah
we
the boat is
already?
Moving
okay.
yeah the boat
yeah,
is
yeah.
moving
I didn't know if we
also
mister
yeah you guys have been sailing for
okay.
a
you
while
you were acting
okay.
very strange
yeah.
Libby was acting sort of strange
Flint
Prince Dimitri is acting sort of strange
look at what Ave has produced.
Captain Flint
the magic of life.
Just imagine, like, it comes out of you.
She casts a spell and just...
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, like, you know, like in her hand.
Yeah.
Well, it's gone.
Yeah, I think Elena's right.
Well,
we
I
have
can recast it. It's
big...
a cantrip. So I can just continuously
yeah.
cast it.
Can you
we have this?
This
now.
Do you recognize this?
His face goes pale.
Did you
yeah,
do
I
that?
Didn't think it was very good either. No, Flint would have no way of creating this.
Well, maybe he knows who did.
This.
And you looked like that before you went crazy. Like, really.
Yeah, and you were, like, staring off into the distance, and you were, like, wild-eyed. And I thought maybe you were going to kill someone.
Yeah, you looked a little out of it.
Yeah, and so, and then you were yelling, and it was not very nice, the things you said. And you hit me, and I did not appreciate
yeah, you did
that.
Backhand him.
Show
did not make it dead, so.
Wow. Please.
Do you remember any of that?
Crew. I remember none of what you were saying to me.
Uh-oh.
I ate food, and I woke up staring into the pitch black eyes of that murder bird.
Hey,
But
he was a gift.
Wait,
what?
And you also passed
please.
Out at dinner.
Let's
we
focus.
Have more pressing matters than the fainting and the hitting. You have shown me an image.
Yes, this is the weather that is going to be around us for the next 24 hours.
100%.
It's never been wrong.
I've never seen
it.
You've never
before.
Done it.
I've had opposite for over 100 years.
Just that I've done it
for you guys.
Doesn't mean I've never done it.
Like once when she was 10.
Yeah.
Woo. The 4 or 5 months that the Avengers had
been
extended out.
I performed this spell
yes.
many times.
It was already
goddamn transcript.
I have immense regret for conscribing myself to captain this crew.
I don't blame you.
This will kill us all. Eldritch Mist is...
It's the ghost fog for Annie.
Every sailor's worst nightmare.
We can
do you know how to avoid it?
It blankets miles and miles of,
I don't think
of sea.
Large. What specifically about it would kill us? Are there things in it that would attack us, or does it its arcane nature just
those that it kills
damage us?
Join its rank, it summons the souls, specters, undead horrors.
The specters that are within the mist are what's going to kill us.
If the mist itself doesn't choke you to death first.
Ooh. I think, but the problem is we can't. We're following this magic compass, right? We can't, like, not go this way.
At this point, there's no avoiding it. All we can do now is prepare for the worst.
Okay.
How do we do that? What preparations can we make?
You're the ones who've sailed on lakes of fire. You're the ones with the most experience.
You're the one who has seen this before, though. None of us
I've
have
not
seen
it.
You just heard
of it. I've only heard tales of pirate crews lost, ravaged. This is your domain.
Lemmy's gonna lean over to Ash and be like, then where do the tales come from?
That's a really good question. Also, I feel like no one took my barrel idea seriously.
I think it was a good idea.
And I find that disrespectful.
And that's where we're gonna end this episode of Dungeon Stories.
I think we did absolutely nothing else.
You always think that when we don't fight.
No, I think that when I'm incapacitated for the first hour.
Well,
everyone, thank you so much for tuning
you.
Into Dungeon Stories.
Thank
don't
as
forget
always.
To follow us on social and say hi to us.
Nice.
Yeah,
we appreciate you all so much. We're rapidly approaching episode 50.
Oh my god.
Cool.
What are we
going to
do?
Like
a little party?
Thank you so much.
Maybe.
Everyone.
Kill the
okay, bye.
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 Bye.